Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What I want to talk about and let's dig in this just a little bit. God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus. Talk about that a little bit. Say, God love me just as much as he loved Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what he said. I'm going to read the scripture first. Probably reads from several translations. Go ahead and put it up. John 17:22. This is the New Living. That's the first one we'll read, the New Living. Hallelujah. He said, tell them I want every one of my children to get a revelation of how much I love them. I have given them the glory you gave me. That's what he said. What did he say? I've given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. So I'm one with the Lord. We are inseparable. Keep going. I am in them, and you are in me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world may know that you sent me and that you love them as much as what? You love me. Keep going. Ooh. Father, I want these whom you have given to me to be with me. See, Paul was right there. To be with me. He don't want you to be with sin. He don't want you to be with poverty. He don't want you to be with confusion. He don't want you to be with lack. He wants you to be with him. Hallelujah. And T just read that the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your heart, your mind, through Christ Jesus. Finally, my brother, finally, whatsoever thing is what? Lovely. Whatsoever thing is true. Whatsoever thing is honest. Whatsoever thing is pure. Whatsoever thing is just. That's what he wants you to be. That's who he is. And he wants you to do what? That's why he separated you from the world so you could be with him. He didn't separate you from the world for you to go back to the world and be under the influence of the world. And the world treats you like a dog. He won't treat you like the king and queen you are. Do y'all hear me? So he said, Then they can see. What you mean? They can see by revelation knowledge. They can see. They can see all the glory you gave me. Because you loved me even before when? The world began. You loved me even before the world began, before one scoop of dust was made. God was in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's keep going. We're just going to dig in here just a little bit. Let's keep going. Keep going. Oh, righteous Father, the world doesn't know you. It's evidence of that. We can see that. It don't take a rocket science to figure that out. Huh? The world doesn't know you, but I do. He came here doing the works that God sent him to do. You know what they call him? Beelzebub. He got a demon. He's a glutton. And everything, listen, how could they come up with such expression and think such thoughts coming from all those good deeds? Never hurt anybody. Healed the sick. Raised the dead, fed the hungry. Called the lame to walk, the blind to see. People that were tormented, he set them free. And they come up with that kind of answer. He said, but O righteous Father, the world doesn't know me, know you, but I do. And these disciples know you sent me. See, they didn't really fully know him. They didn't know. They had got enough revelation to know that God did send this man. This man was sent by God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep going. He's talking to his father now. I have revealed you to them, and I will continue to do so. Ooh, aren't you glad? That's what he wants us to do. He wants you to get a revelation of how much he loves you. Let me make this statement. God loves you so much that he didn't even hold anything back. I'm going to say it again. God loved you so much, he did not hold anything back. What did he say? What does the scripture say? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. What else did he have to give when he gave his son? I'm going to ask you again so nobody answers first time. What else did God have to give when he gave his only son? There was nothing left. There was nothing left. Who could get any greater? Who could get any closer? Who could be any more God than his son? For God so loved the world. Now, if he so loved the world, and now that he loves you and his love is in you because he has shared his love abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit that's in you, why would we even entertain a thought that he won't do what he said? Why would we allow a thought like that to come and linger? Come in and we waste our time thinking about it. If he didn't hold back his only son, and he had nothing else to give, if I could say it like this, God went out on the limb for you and for me and gave everything, believing that you would respond without force. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. He gave you everything. Everything. And then not only did he give you or gave you everything, but he poured himself into you. Gave you, gave me, gave us the mighty Holy Spirit to come to your house with an overnight stay and a few bags packed so he could stay overnight. But he came, he moved in and took up his abode. And he's in you right now. And he says, I am an ever-present help. You don't have to wait a few minutes, a few hours, a few days, a few weeks for he'll show up with some help.